welcome to Dailyish. It's Tuesday, September 30th, 14 degrees outside. It's rainy, feels a little bit dreary, like we're headed into true honest fall. I'm using a little different mic technique, which doesn't mean much to you if you're not podcasting type person. But I did an interview today with Dan Benjamin. He does the 5x5.tv website podcast network thing. And he was commenting on my mic technique. And so we were chatting and I told him how I was usually talking to my microphone. And he was aghast. He was shocked. He could not believe I would stand or talk so closely to my microphone. And what I told him was I emulated what I see. I see people on stage, say at a church or an auditorium, and they hold the mic right up to their mouth. And what I thought I saw on radio was a lot of people talking with the microphone right up to their mouth. And also with the microphone I have and the mixer I have a Heil PR40 microphone, a Mackie mixer. The Mackie is not very, well, it has a decent gain control, but the Heil PR40 needs a lot of gain, and which is good because usually you would put a compressor in front of it and give it some juice that way. I don't have that yet. So anyways, I would always talk right up into the microphone because it just seemed like what you're supposed to do. But I was just doing some tests and chatting back and forth with him after we recorded. And so I thought I'd just try this out. So instead of being like right up, which is going to be really loud, right up here, I'm back here, which is about 4 inches or so away from the microphone. It feels really weird because there's a huge gap here. It feels like I'm just sort of shouting into the room. And I have to be conscious, way more conscious of the fact that I'm talking into the microphone in the direction of the microphone, not just talking, you know, up over here or whatever. It still feels odd. As I move around, obviously the room, you know, I get closer and further away. And whereas before I had the microphone and then just kind of like every so often my mouth would almost touch it or would touch it. And that would be like my little return to home key, kind of knowing that where the microphone is. So experiments, that's what this show is about for me, podcasting and experimenting with podcasting. I wanted to talk quickly about, now that I've spent 2 minutes on that, briefly about the sponsor of this episode, Campaign Monitor, which you can visit at campaignmonitor.com for awesome email newsletters. As always, it's what I use for the Good Stuff newsletter, goodstuff.fm/newsletter. And you can sign up for it there and see how amazing it is to use for emails that you send out to clients, potential clients, business associates, maybe just your family even. Beautiful newsletters and emails that look way better than what you could send out of mail.app or especially out of Outlook. Yeah. What I wanted to touch on a little bit today was just the idea of what do I do? And I was talking with Sue, my wife, the other day and about some stuff, and I was getting frustrated that somebody wouldn't have thought of me to do this thing for them. And she's saying, like, they don't know you as that. They don't know that that's part of what you do. They think you're an IT guy who just happens to also build websites. So I thought, especially in the interest of either friends, family, and especially Saskatoon connections here, so you can... As I rustle my shirt around now, you can hear all that way more because the gain's really high. Move my feet around, etc. What I do, I build websites for people, for businesses and friends and stuff who need a website. That's definitely one thing I do. What I don't do is I don't fix computers. I don't run network cables. I don't do all that kind of stuff. I don't troubleshoot your email inbox stuff. I'll give you advice and consulting on some of that. That's fun. I like helping sort of with workflow and practices for managing email, but I'm not going to fix your POP3 IMAP doohickey things. I understand how to do all that. I do it all the time for myself and have in previous lives done that for people, but I don't have any interest in doing that as a paid responsibility for my business. I do, well, like Campaign Monitor, I do email newsletters. I help people put together that template and then also send it out, what kind of content to put in there, sort of handling a lot of the communication stuff for a business. That would be something else that I would do. I'm not a marketing genius, but for somebody who wants to have a better communication, better wordings, see, all that kind of stuff for their business. That's the kind of thing I would help with. Giving you advice on how to best use the tools that are out there, not just to build a website, not just to set up a Twitter account, but how to use that stuff and when and where and why, all that kind of stuff. Lots of experience with doing that with clients, as well as all my various side projects and businesses and things that I've done over the years. Notably right now, goodstuff.fm. It's a podcast network. That's the other thing I can help businesses with, is running a podcast, editing a podcast, producing a podcast, advice on mic technique. Obviously, I need some of that myself, but getting a podcast into the iTunes store, how would you do that? All that kind of stuff is something I can help you with. And hopefully, like I said, in the Saskatoon area, you might think of either recommending me or looking me up if you need that kind of information. Lemonproductions.ca is my business website. If I don't mention it that often on here, just because I don't want to be redundant, and I'm really, false humility. I don't like to promote myself too much and bother you with that, you know, because it's a bother to have a business, I guess. Something like that. Anyways, all of those kinds of things are stuff I do and enjoy doing with clients, especially the podcasting stuff. It's a fun medium. It's a thing that I feel is vastly underutilized, especially at the local level. It's definitely not for everybody. It's not for every business. But if you've been curious about it, wanting to experiment, I'm going to write up a little blog post over on Lemon Productions later that sort of details a bit of, I'm just looking for a couple businesses or a business to use as a pilot program for just as an experiment. Like, you'll pay a reduced rate to hire me, and we'll figure out together how best to maybe do a bit of consulting from my end on how and why you'd use a podcast and get you set up and going. And then I get the experience of obviously running a client through that process and knowing what parts take longer, what parts are quick and easy, and how much to charge for it that makes sense for both sides. So anyways, I digress again. It feels very, like I was saying at the beginning, the mic technique feels like I need to just keep talking. It's hard to relax. I got very relaxed with my other method of recording. So I know I'll eventually get around to or get more comfortable with this, but right now it kind of feels off and odd. So bear with me. Thanks for listening. You can follow me on Twitter, iChris on Twitter. GoodStuff_FM is the Good Stuff account to follow for news about podcasts, shows, and episodes being released. And Lemon Production CA is the business account that I use infrequently. So it won't be that noisy in your Twitter feed, but that's my business. And now it's your business. Thanks for listening. Bye.